Any building or site over 50 years old is considered historic property under Hawaii law. County building permits for these properties must be reviewed by the State Historic Preservation Division of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. Alan Downer is the division administrator.
Last year, we reviewed about 3,000 county permits. But nevertheless, any review time spent on a building that isn't historic is a waste of everybody's time and effort. So we'd really like to see us in a position where we could use our expertise to really focus on the historic rather than just things that are old.
Downer supports a legislative proposal that would require a state review only if the property is eligible for inclusion in the Hawaii Register of Historic Places, meaning the building or site would be significant in terms of its association with a historic person or event, or have antique architectural features. City and County of Honolulu Department of Planning and Permitting Director George Atta says the number of structures affected on Oahu is increasing exponentially.
The state of Hawaii had a huge construction boom after statehood, and so that was in 59. And the boom lasted almost to the 80s, and so every year thousands of homes were built. So we're looking at Hawaii Kai, Mililani started in the mid-60s, Enchanted Lakes, and there's thousands and thousands of homes we're talking about.
Atta says he's neutral on the legislation being considered, but has convened his own task force to come up with a way to regulate historic property. Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii President and CEO Sherry Menor McNamara says passage of a bill to exempt building permits for insignificant older homes is a major economic priority.
Construction companies and affiliated companies can't proceed with the projects because of the delays in the process. And so all we're asking is to have the law amended so that existing structures can make simple modifications. Even adding PV to the roof, they're encountering problems.
And passage of a measure would also please state architectural historian Anna Broverman, who reviews each county permit application.
We get probably 15 to 20 submittals a day. We go through every plan just to see if we need to involve archaeology, to see if there's ground disturbance, or maybe to see how much a historic property could be affected, and try to distinguish if it's potentially historic or not at all.
But it's not that easy, warns Honolulu Planning and Permitting Director Atta. Age alone does not warrant historic designation, but neither will style or construction design. Atta says a simple cluster of homes could become significant.
Half a dozen or a dozen on a street that have been well maintained by the owners, and they go, wow, yeah, it's a real intact historic representation. So the older it gets, the more people nostalgically look back at it, and it becomes quaint and valuable in its own right.
The full Senate passed the proposed bill earlier this week and returned it to the House for consideration before the April 4th deadline. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.